At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, the last day, the last hour that we get to see Will Ferrell, who's been very kind, very generous, came over here just so he could be a Danette. And I don't know what kind of emotions are coursing through your body right now.
There's a definite malaise, melancholia.
Oh.
A little indigestion.
Okay. Well, that was that chicken sandwich.
That was a chicken.
All right.
Chicken whiskey combo.
By the way, you're getting a pie to the face at the end of the show.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Homemade. I just went out there and I saw it. And it is, in fact, in case we screw up the first one, they made two of them. I want to make sure you really get hit in the face with the pie.
I'm going to be a moving target.
Oh, okay.
Do you get to move around? Do you get to try to avoid it? No, you have to stand and take
it. You
got to
take it.
Okay.
Yeah, just take it like a man. All right, so final hour, and we'll try to get some phone calls here. Joe Montana is going to join us tomorrow. I think he wanted to wait until Will left because Will doesn't like Notre Dame, and Joe Montana will join us on the program tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Tracy Morgan is going to join us.
That's right here. Fantastic.
But are you friends with Tracy?
My good pal, Tracy Morgan.
Okay.
Love Tracy.
Okay.
One of the best.
Okay, so Tracy is going to join us on the program.
Excellent.
Tomorrow. 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. We spent a lot of time talking about Shohei Ohtani. Now has a tear in his elbow. Another Tommy John surgery, done pitching for the year. Now what happens? Now, we don't know if it's Tommy John, but it is a tear in his elbow. And if you're going to go through that again, how long can he continue to be a pitcher? And if you're going to pay him for two different positions, is he still going to be able to command that kind of money? Or only one position can he command that? The ACC is still looking to add a few more teams. We've talked about this. I want to bring back something that was said yesterday. Jack Swarbrick, who doesn't do many interviews. He's the Notre Dame athletic director. He's been there a long, long time. And I asked him about what's going on in college football. Can you sum up what's happened with college football in the last... Where would you start?
Complete disaster.
How did we get here, Jack?
I wish I knew. And listen, I'm not everybody in the industry has to take responsibility here. I'm not excluding myself from that. I think the decision making has lost its way in terms of the focus on the student athlete and what's primarily best for them. But we are where we are, and we have to try and make it work. I mean, we've been pretty vocal in the past month about we need to find a home for Stanford and Cal. That you can't have two of the great academic institutions in the world not have a place to play.
All right, and one other thing I wanted to mention here. This is from a college football source who was listening to the interview, and he said, good questions, pointed questions. He dodged the conference inquiry question. Notre Dame would never go to the SEC. They like the ACC as they see themselves as an East Coast-influenced team and school and are more comfortable with Duke, Virginia, North Carolina than they are with Michigan State, Iowa, and Nebraska. So If they wouldn't go to the SEC, then they wouldn't be going to the Big Ten. And then can you try to salvage something with the ACC if it comes to that? But he did admit if Notre Dame doesn't have a TV deal with NBC and Peacock, they would already be in a conference. Yeah, Paulie.
I wonder, it's easy speculation. Notre Dame has always been with NBC. Now the Big Ten is with NBC. And you don't have to connect the dots too much there. On the next contract down the road, if the Big Ten, NBC, and Notre Dame get together and say, okay, what's our share? You know, we're the same family basically now.
Well, NBC has got part of the Big Ten. Fox has part of the Big Ten. And then you wonder about the ACC and what's ESPN interested in the ACC? If you can get Cal and Stanford, would Notre Dame join them? Would they join them? Does it make any sense? Probably not if you look at the money that they're making from NBC. But, you know, Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director, said that would change. That would have changed. We would have been joining a conference. Notre Dame over-under, according to DraftKings, is 8.5 wins, but they're nearly 20-point favorites coming up on Saturday night. Their head coach, Marcus Freeman, joined his first hour of the show. Thought he was wonderful. Had no sleep. Got off the plane. Came in. He was ready to go. Pat Connaughton, the Bucks guard. He was surprisingly great. Did you call him Woody Harrelson's character, Marvin, when you saw him?
Yeah, so I asked him after the segment was over. I said, over or under 100. How many times have you been called Billy Ho? He was like, oh, easily over 100. If you would have said 500, it would have been the over. Because that's his name in White Man Can't Jump, Woody Harrelson's character. And so, I was just telling him also, no matter how big and athletic he is, when he comes on the court, somebody's going to yell, shooter!
But he saw Paulie's shirt that we made, Sneaky Athletic, and he goes, that's me. I need a Sneaky Athletic t-shirt.
He said, I've been called that for the past 10 years.
Yeah, Sneaky Athletic. I said, all right, we can send you a care package there. He did say if we came to Milwaukee, he'd roll out the red carpet, and we got to shoot layups the day before, maybe in a shoot-around. And I'm good.
He said a layup line. Have to be an official layup line.
Yeah, but I like that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. How often do you sit courtside when you go to a Laker game?
I am lucky enough to get a buy-in to a handful of games throughout the year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So and that guarantees you courtside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which are watching NBA courtside, there's nothing better.
But do you get to socialize with celebrities?
I'm trying to think if they're on occasion, sure.
Like who?
Let's see.
And do you have to go to them, or do you go, I'm going to wait for that guy should come to me?
I always wait. They got to come across the floor.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Did you ever have any of Diane Cannon's brownies?
No.
Yeah.
I did not.
I was.
Oh, you partook.
I did. I was told by PJ Carlissimo.
Okay. Right.
And he goes, have you had any Diane Cannon's brownies? And I thought it was a joke.
Right.
Like, I didn't know what he was referring to.
Yeah.
I go, I haven't. And he goes, oh, yeah, you got go up and ask her. Go ahead. And I said, excuse me, could I have one of your brownies? She goes, yes, of course you can. And I said, PJ Carlissimo, yes, and take one for him. And I go, so I brought a brownie back.
And did she recognize you as Dan Patrick?
She said that I reminded her of a former husband.
Oh.
Who was she married to?
Tom Skerritt.
No, Tom Skerritt.
That's a nice guess.
But
though.
Good guess, good poll.
We're going to give you 2 points. Okay.
Wait, Diane Cannon was married to...
Elliot Gould.
No, will you stop? A legendary, like, handsome guy. This big-time actor. Like, crazy heartthrob. Todd?
Cary Grant.
That's she said. You remind me. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. She said you remind me of my ex-husband.
Was she wearing her glasses?
Oh
wow!
It's a little cold.
Too soon. Will.
What the heck? LBD.
Dang.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
When you see things like that.
Yeah. That pie to the face can happen right now. Okay.
Bring it on. Yeah. bring them both on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Adam Schefter is going to join us here coming up in a little bit. I saw where it was the anniversary of him breaking the story that Andrew Luck was going to retire. So that was 2019. He was 29 years of age, and Schefter was at a wedding reception, and he got word that... So the Colts are playing a game. Schefter's at a wedding, and then he reports this. It's at halftime. Andrew Luck doesn't know... Well, I'm going to let Schefter tell it, but... Andrew Luck doesn't know the story's broken, and then people in the crowd start to read this, and then they start booing.
Oh, wow.
Andrew Luck, are like, wait, you're quitting? And I think he was going to have the press conference the next day. I think he wanted his family to come in. Yeah, Paulie?
I remember when I saw the tweet, and McLovin saw the tweet, and he calls me and goes, this is a hoax, because we were about to send it to the whole group. I'm like, well, it's clearly a hoax. There's no way Andrew Luck's retiring. I think they were 10-6. He seemed to be healthy.
Yeah.
Playing his best football. And the guy doesn't do interviews. I mean, we've never had him say why he did it.
He did disappear. He truly did. He was done. I think he's just like a house husband. You know, he takes the kids to school, probably in a book club or something. Fascinating. But, you know, it got to the point where it wasn't fun. It's like Barry Sanders. You know, Barry got to the point where he goes, you know, I can get 1,500 yards, but this isn't any fun. And he walked away from the game. Yeah, Marv.
After seeing the way Marcus Freeman hit Paulie, I'm not sure how much fun football actually is. Well, that's the coach.
Yeah.
Just teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, he was teaching form.
He was 2 inches away and then just decided to...
The other, Will.
There wasn't much fanfare when Barry Sanders left either, right?
Well, there was surprise. Like, wait a minute. He's healthy.
Yeah.
It was just more of a, and I was very fortunate because I had to do SportsCenter that night, and his agent said, hey, Barry's on a plane to London. And I go, okay. He goes, he's going to retire, but you can't tell anybody. And I go, well, then why'd you tell me?
Right, right.
And he goes, well, I want you to know before everybody finds out. Because there wasn't social media. And he said, sure. But Barry's going to retire. And I thought, oh, my God, how can he? I mean, I think he just rushed for 1,500 yards. What did he rush for his last year, Paulie?
Yeah, his last 2 years, he ran for 2,053 yards. And then that was a second to last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And then dropped a little bit. He ran for 1,500 yards at 4.9 a carry. He was cruising.
Crazy.
Cruising to the all-time rushing record.
I think if he could have gotten traded to the Raiders, he always loved the Raiders growing up.
Okay.
That might have kept him in the game. But he, you know, it was weird when you watch the Lions. Barry would run for 80 yards and then bring him inside the five, and then Wayne Fonts was the coach, and then he'd give it to somebody else.
Right, right.
And then he wanted Barry to be a decoy.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, so why wouldn't you just use me?
Yeah.
But I think he just got tired. They went to the playoffs maybe once. It felt like, and then he's looking at Emmett. You know, Emmett's behind this unbelievable offensive line, and, you know, he's
getting the
killing
rings.
It, yeah. Killing it. And then Barry's going, hey, I got nothing here. Yes, Mark.
This is kind of the Dan Marino comparison. If you put Barry Sanders on the Cowboys, like you said, you would put Dan Marino on the 49ers, like Barry Sanders would have rushed for 4,000 yards.
That might be a little hyperbole.
3,600 yards. Okay, sorry.
Great adjustment. Okay. Great adjustment.
He might have rushed for 2,500 yards. He might have. Yeah, I think that maybe. Maybe not. But I think Emmett realizes that if Barry had played, that Barry would be the all-time rushing leader. I think he even thanked Barry for retiring. He's like, Barry, thank you. I'm able to be the all-time leading rusher. Poll update before we take a break. Yes, Eden.
Right now, Dan, about 72% of the audience have a wallet that is under 1 inch thick.
This stemmed from last night at dinner when Will couldn't get his wallet out of his front pocket. His hammer. Oh, have you lost your wallet there, Will? Oh, no, there it is. That is.
I got it.
That's a sandwich.
Yeah.
He had to buy a separate seat on Aer Lingus for it.
Which I do.
That is thick.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Fossil.
Oh, that's the name of the brand?
Fossil wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you carry a wallet for watches?
Yeah, but they make wallets, too.
They make you put that in the overhead bin because that's dangerous when you're taking off and landing.
Do they make good wallets?
That one's 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
And that's
quality.
Clearly under high stress, too.
Yeah, Paul.
So Will couldn't replace that wallet if he wanted to because they don't make wallets that are that could hold 75 things. Yeah. What if you had old guy wallet like .com and made really bulky wallets that were ready to go? Mm. Maybe more fashionable, like Pat's.
You want a piece of that action, Will?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Old guy wallet.com.
Sounds like a good investment.
Yeah.
Not taken.
We're disruptors.
Bob in Montana joins us on the program. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. A quick happy birthday to the original fifth Nanette, Mr. Reggie Miller.
Oh, yes.
I have a quick, Yeah. And I have a quick question for Will, if I may. Mr. Farrell, I remember an interview you did for Semi-Pro that you were the captain of your high school basketball team. My question is, at your peak, could you take Dan in a game of one-on-one?
At the peak of my – well, let's see. I think I averaged 1.2 points a game.
Okay.
I was a sixth man, so rebounding, defense.
So like Skip Bayless, I think, averaged that when he was in high school.
Okay, yeah. So I would
unselfish.
I would have been all over you.
Okay.
In your kitchen.
Okay.
East German defense, as I like to call it.
Okay.
I don't know how good a defensive player you
I didn't
were.
Play any.
You didn't play any.
I didn't need to.
I don't know.
Once again, there was an article written about me, and the description was, the only way to stop him is with a handgun, and league rules frown upon that. Just letting you know.
Not against rules.
No. Just league rules, not any other rules.
Right. League rules.
I'd prefer you didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But that's how I was described by one writer.
I think it'd be a battle. I'm not saying I could take you, but I think I'd give you a run for your money, Dan.
You wouldn't score.
Well, a lot of pump fakes.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
On the movie Semi-Pro, is there an actual basketball player advisor? What do they do with that?
Yeah, there was a technical advisor, but I think he was just some guy who said, I'm a technical advisor. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you had no professionals there to help you make it look realistic?
We did. We had basketball coaches to help kind of set up plays and kind of set us up. And we had some – we had Pooh Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
Was – a member of the, I believe it was San Antonio Spurs in the movie.
Okay.
So, and there was a bunch of guys who were CBA guys, you know, guys who didn't quite make it. So we had some good players out there.
What's the closest you've come to casting me in a movie?
That was the movie. That was the movie, because I thought, oh, Dan would be great for Semi-Pro. The director had a different view.
Okay.
Because we have the sideline, the announcers, which Will Arnett.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's good.
Okay.
No, he's
right.
Good. I mean.
And I thought,
but
he'd be great.
Why don't they say, shouldn't announcers play announcers? Like, you know, actors get to play certain roles. Like, I'm an announcer.
That's a big argument.
Okay. Should
that's
Will Arnett, who's not an announcer, get to play an announcer?
I think that's, I think you've got a point. I think
great
you've got
pipes,
a really
though.
Good point.
Will Arnett, great pipes.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
GM ads?
Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Say Reese's sorry, not sorry.
Reese's sorry, not sorry.
Oh. Boom!
Yeah,
take that, Arnett.
Yeah, yeah. How about we take a break here? Adam Schefter is going to join us next here on the program. Back after this.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Here comes the history, the tradition, the spectacle, the excitement, the passion, the drama, the fight. Notre Dame football, Saturday, 2:30, Eastern, NBC, Peacock. How did that sound, Will? As far as a voice goes?
You can't do any better.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Right.
I would like to do a voice. Could I do the, next time you do a movie?
Yeah.
Where you're like, in a world. Can I do the voiceover?
The
trailer.
The trailer guy.
Yeah, can I do that? What was his name? LaFontaine?
Yeah, I forget.
Don.
Don LaFontaine?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a world.
The goat.
In a world. He was great.
He was sublime. Yeah. That's what I have a sound machine at home that to help me fall asleep. And it's Don LaFontaine just over and over again going, "You're about to have the most quality sleep you're ever going to experience. In a world.
In a world.
Where dreams come easily.
In a dream world.
Yes.
Go to sleep, little Willie.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. Free Willie. Free Willie.
Wait, now I'm awake.
Whoa. Huh?
No.
Yeah, yeah, see.
When you watch those old trailers back now, it's funny how, it's such an era, because they're so dated now when you see it. In a world. And you're like, oh, my God, this is what movie trailers are like back then.
Why was it in a world? You know?
Which was the first one?
In a world.
They copy off each other.
In a world. In a world, he's the NFL insider. He's ESPN's Adam Schefter, who joins us on the program. And as he adjusts his screen there. Schefty, can you see us here? I got the Danettes and Will Ferrell here in Dublin.
Hello, Danettes. Hello, Will Ferrell. Hello, Dan. And they're having me adjust the camera, so I apologize for any of the technical glitches there, Dan. My apologies.
You look great. Before we get started, as every guest has had the opportunity, if you have a question for Will Ferrell before we get started, or if you have a statement you'd like to make, feel free.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank him for all the entertainment and laughs he's provided. Mm-hmm. He would have no idea about this, but the year that he ran the Boston Marathon, I remember being at an event with him right before the event started, and that was an event where that was a tough race to get through. But I remember him running in that race. I remember him making people laugh before, as he always has, and we want to thank him for all the great entertainment he's provided over the years, Dan. How about that?
He has his Boston Marathon jacket on today and his actual time that he ran.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so he's got that on right now.
I think at that event I tried to make a Rosie Ruiz joke, and they were like, no.
No,
we don't talk about that.
Too soon. Too soon for them.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the anniversary of Andrew Luck, and it was on this day. And I know that you've joined us before to talk about that story. But is there anything else to add to the Andrew Luck story that since he retired that night when you broke the story?
Well, I haven't had a great track record of talking about how stories came about on your show, Dan. So,
okay, but you own that story. You crushed that story.
I actually have in my phone, this is my 14-year anniversary of joining the Worldwide Leader. And it's the 4-year anniversary of the Andrew Luck story. So the Andrew Luck story came on the 10-year anniversary, my 10-year anniversary of joining ESPN. And it's a night I'll never forget because, again, it was my mother-in-law's surprise 75th birthday dinner. And I remember I almost got a flat tire. We were racing to get there to this restaurant in Piermont, New York. We walked in. She walks into the room. We yell surprise. We sit down. I get a text. Are you free? And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, it's the last Saturday in August. It'll be the last Saturday I'm free until February. My mother-in-law, bless her soul, just walked in like, can I just have a night to celebrate other people, to be left alone? And I said, it's my mother-in-law's 75th birthday. Is everything okay? And they said, just had some information to pass along. And so the rest is history. And I remember following the story. And 2 minutes later, the very first phone call came from Andrew Luck's former backup, Matthew Hasselbeck, who was working at ESPN. And I love Matt. And he said, did you just report that Andrew Luck's retiring? And I said, yeah. And he said, are you sure? And I said, am I sure? I reported it. And he goes, I was just with him all weekend in Indianapolis, and he never mentioned a word. Now, I will say at that point in time, Dan, I had a mild heart attack. Okay, I had to be revived. The 75th birthday dinner was a little bit ruined at that point in time because I thought maybe I got something wrong.
But it was during the game. So you're tweeting it out. Andrew Luck doesn't know it's out. He's on the sidelines. And then fans start to get the tweet. And then they're booing him at halftime, aren't they?
No. First of all, like, again, you know, it was, I think it happened late in the second half or the fourth quarter. It was not in the first half.
Okay.
It was as they were walking up. You know, as it became known to me, like, there were people in that organization that knew about it all week long, multiple people. And I don't know why they did this. I wonder about this to this day. But, and it's even more true today as it was 4 years ago, but so few things hold up in this day and age. Yeah. And he began telling people like that Monday or Tuesday. And by Friday, a lot of people in the organization knew. And so they were planning to do it Sunday. Now, in what universe is a superstar think that something's going to hold up all week when other people know? I always remember when, you know, the Broncos were traded for John Elway, and I was out in Denver covering the Broncos all those years, and the great vice president, PR person there, Jim Sakamano, said, you know, they said, we can't tell anybody. We got to keep this quiet. And they said, have you told anybody yet? And they said, just this person and this person. And they said, well, if you told all those people, then it's not holding up. And in this particular case, there were, you know, players who knew, and there were people in the front office that knew, and there were coaches that knew. So it's surprising to me that they thought it would hold up to Sunday. And obviously it didn't. And I feel bad about that. But, you know, that's the fact of the matter is he was one of the great young players in the game. And it was an enormously significant story. And who knew when it was going to come out?
But we still don't know much about this. And I don't know if it just clicked.
Well, you know what? You know what? Seth Wickersham of ESPN spent a lot of time with him. The Athletic did a piece. I actually think that they did a great job. All those people kind of sitting down with him and talking to him and just reading between the lines, my recollections of hearing all this. I think he was physically and mentally beaten down from everything that he had to go through. And he's such a smart guy and so thoughtful that it was more important to him, rather than becoming the first billionaire quarterback, to get his life back and to do what he wanted to do and to preserve his body and to get out of the mental funk that football left him in, because it was always a struggle to stay healthy. Now, look, he can speak to why he did it far better than I can, but gleaning together conversations I've had, listening to the Athletic podcast, reading Seth Wickersham's work, I mean, I think that's, from what I can tell, a fair summation of some of the reasons that he did walk away from the game in such a shocking, surprising, unexpected fashion. You know, it reminds me, though, Dan, I remember when I was covering the Broncos, again, back to that, I was in a dorm room in Greeley, Colorado. I believe it was a Saturday night, and word came out that night that Barry Sanders was retiring. And that's the only equivalent that I could equate it to. And Andrew Luck was even younger And that team was built even more around him. Like, the Lions never seemed to be very good, but Barry Sanders was stunning, and Andrew Luck was stunning. And anytime a great young player leaves the game that early, it's always a shock, I think.
He's Adam Schefter of the Mothership. How did the Niners whiff on Trey Lance?
Well, here's the thing. The guy has thrown, since he was recruited out of high school, 492 passes. He missed a COVID year. He's been hurt. He has been behind other quarterbacks. He's never had the chance to develop. And they became enamored with the type of individual he is, how intelligent he is, what a leader he is. Like, he's a great guy to be around. But he hasn't had time to develop. It takes time. And the fact of the matter is, they're very fortunate. I said this on ESPN this morning. Think about this. How many football teams would be able to trade 3 ones with on the pick, still have jobs, and still be one of the best teams in the NFL? Like, that is a testament to the job that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have done. I don't know that there's 31 other teams that could have survived that. Forget about surviving it. They're thriving by wasting 3 ones, right? Like, it's unbelievable to think about that they squandered all that. There are franchises that give up so much for quarterbacks that don't get on the pick, and the organization is set back for years. They've never been set back. They just keep rolling on. And I think that speaks to the job that everybody there has done.
You're in midseason form here. The Jonathan Taylor situation and what the Colts would want in return if they are indeed going to trade him would be what?
Well, I think they want a steep price, whatever that is, right? The market will determine that. And here's the issue. Again, to me, either you make the trade, or to me, what's most logical is you just re-sign Jonathan Taylor. Like, he's 24 years old. He's one of the great young players in the league. They need somebody like that to build around their young rookie quarterback, yeah, Anthony Richardson. Why would you not re-sign the guy and let him grow with your quarterback? So whatever you come up with, I just look at what the Colts themselves got back for Marshall Faulk. It was a 2 and a 5. And to me, in my mind, I know they want a first-round pick value, but I think that's what we're talking about. Something along those lines is probably a 2 and a 5. So is it worth it to take a 2 and a 5, hypothetically, or is it worth it to go re-sign the guy? What I don't think he could do is I don't think he could sit in the middle and ride the fence, because he's not going to be motivated to play. It's going to hang over the team all season long. It's going to be toxic and unpleasant for everybody. So either sign him, which I think would be a really good move, or trade him. One or the other. You can't sit in the middle in no man's land.
Thanks for joining us on short notice, and we appreciate your time as always. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
That's Adam Schefter of the Mothership, her buddy there, joining us with all the gory details there with Andrew Luck. You know what? Before I let you go, Will.
Yes.
Okay. You were...
I was just mesmerized with how insightful all of that was.
Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
He's an insider, not an insightful. He's an insider.
Stone cold pro.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, the movie Old School.
Yes.
The wedding reception scene with the Dan band.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me how that came up? Because the Danettes had some questions, and I thought I would go through a few of these before we say goodbye to you.
That is so the Dan band, if you're familiar with the film, we're having our couples dance.
Should I play it?
And yeah, then you can, why don't we?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's and did we bleep out, Marvin, did Tyler bleep out some of the things in the Dan band?
I was told yes.
Okay.
I was told yes.
Okay, so Will and his wife are dancing.
Having our first dance, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, the first dance. First dance as a lovely couple. Here's the Dan band.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. never said the best of all our years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Okay. Who comes up with the idea to throw in the curse words by the Dan Band?
That's just part of their act. So they were kind of this alt indie undercover, you know, LA kind of comedy act where they would expertly perform all these covers and just strategically insert curse words throughout. And it was just Todd Phillips' idea to, like, you know, have them be our wedding band. And it's such an amazing setup because you get to see, you know, we throw a look like, did he just say that? Huh? Like, this is supposed to be our romantic first dance together. Did he just say what? I don't think he did. Let's just keep dancing. And it's such a genius move. Those guys are. And later, much later, we were holding a fundraiser at our kids' elementary school, and my wife was the gala chair, and we had the Dan Band as entertainment.
No.
And the head of school did not realize what was going to happen that night. The parents thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Were you guys actually drinking during the wedding reception?
That was one of those days that turned into a night, you know, one of these 18-hour days that's taking forever to shoot. And Vince and Luke and I just started saying, hey, can we have real Heinekens here? And we just started partaking a little bit. And if you notice, Paul and I were talking about it. If you notice, there's a moment where Luke starts to toast, but he's talking into his beer as if it's a microphone. And then Vince switches the microphone back. That was real. Luke really thought he was talking into his microphone. That helped the night go along.
Did you smoke pot with Snoop?
Did not.
Did he not offer that?
No. Was he smoking pot? He was spending a lot of time in his trailer in between setups.
But you did not.
No.
But you did the beer bong.
I did the beer. Yeah.
But what was that?
That was non-alcoholic.
Okay.
But that was another night that was taking forever. And
it was cold that night, wasn't it?
It was cold. It was cold. Yeah.
Very cold.
Yeah. But that was our last night of shooting, actually, that scene.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah. I think we had Vince Vaughn on a long time ago, and Dan, he told you something like, it took so long for Snoop to come out that Vince had to go up, maybe you too, and had to kind of MC the crowd to keep everybody up.
We both were kind of like keeping the crowd going. And I think Vince was sent in to try to get Snoop out of his trailer, and he said it was thick with smoke. it billowed out of the trailer, that immediate contact high if you walked in there.
All right, let me take a break. Yes, Marvin.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm not sorry to interrupt. I have a game, an inner world game.
Okay.
With the phrase in the world?
Yeah.
Inner world?
Yeah.
I got a game.
Okay.
First movie to use the first movie trailer to use the term inner world.
All right, how about we take a break?
All right.
Okay.
Because when we come back.
Oh, you guys also didn't guess which animal can recognize your face.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was almost 2.5 hours ago.
You've had a lot of time to formulate.
We got a lot to do.
All right.
You're going to get a pie to the face.
But let's not negate that we have to answer that one question.
Okay. All right. We'll bring that question back. Also, the first time in a world was ever used. Back after this.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What we learn coming up this day in sports history. We already talked about Andrew Luck 4 years ago decided to walk away from the game. I have the odds to win the Gaelic Football Championship. If anybody wants to guess. This, according to DraftKings, they do have odds for Gaelic football. Yeah, Paul?
How's Bloggergate looking this season?
Bloggergate.
Is that a team? I think I just made up.
Yeah, you did.
Not a real one.
Yeah. If you said Kerry is the favorite, you'd be right. Kerry, the Ring of Kerry, then Dublin, then Mayo, County Mayo, Galway, Derry, Tyrone, Donegal, Cork is in there as well. So those are the odds to win the Gaelic football.
Tyrone is six there. That's a little low.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, so we were asking the question about In a World, and Marvin said he found... Oh, by the way, this just in. Hold on. Let me make sure I got this correct. Will Ferrell just made Irish box office history. You just broke the record while you were on the show. Barbie is now the highest grossing film in Irish box office history.
Yeah.
You did it.
That is fabulous.
You did it.
I cannot comment.
Oh, that's right. You're not allowed to comment on that
right. Because
there's a strike going on. But congrats to Will. I think coming over here, more people know you're here. They decided to maybe go see the Barbie movie, and you play a Mattel executive, but you can't comment on that. So I'll comment for you. Hell yes. I can't wait to say hello to Margot Robbie and congratulate her as only I can. How's that sound?
No comment.
Oh, no comment. No comment. She is a good kisser. Once again, no comment.
No comment.
All right. In a World, Marvin.
In a World.
The first time that was ever used in a trailer, In a World.
Yes. So it's a hint. 1981 film.
In a World.
And the quote is, in a world with gas, this is a land that prays for a hero.
See, I was going to guess E.T.
I thought it was Star Wars.
I was going to say, that's right around 81-ish, isn't it?
Ooh, E.T.? I was going to do Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah, so 1981.
I was going to go with 81.
Mad Max?
Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah. So, The Road Warrior?
Right?
That's what it's called.
No.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Is that
Road Warrior?
This is The Road Warrior.
Mad Max, The Road Warrior.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
With Mel Gibson.
I'm
going
to give it to you.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
good. Yeah. Boom.
We'll
give that to you. All right. This day in sports history, Paulie?
Only got one. Michael Vick, banned from the league for dogfighting. Not a good day. Mm. Any positive ones.
Mm. Okay. Let me see if I saw anything else here. Pete Rose was banned from baseball for life.
Jeez.
And, here was one. This was 1919. Ray Caldwell's on the mound for Cleveland, and he got struck by lightning. He regains consciousness, and then he records the final out to win the game.
Old school.
So, yeah, that's the way they used to do it. The old days. You got struck by lightning, get up. Rub some dirt on it.
So he got struck, and then he struck somebody out? Is that what he did?
No, he didn't strike him out. He just got the out time. Yeah. Yes.
Imagine SBL as a stat. Struck by lightning. Yeah. One. One of one.
That's impressive.
DNG. SBL.
Yes, Paulie.
Will's animal question.
Oh, what's the question that came up at about almost 2.5 hours ago?
Which animal between a chicken, giraffe,
and a lobster.
Or lobster can recognize human faces?
All right. Paulie?
I'll go giraffe. They seem to lean down towards people. I have no idea.
Okay. But a lobster is an animal?
Yeah.
It is.
Crustacean.
Yeah, it is crustacean.
Yeah.
Todd?
I'm going to say a chicken able to recognize
humans.
I'm going to go with chicken as well.
All right. Marvin?
I'm going to go with lobster. I see how scared they are.
Dan?
I'm going to go giraffe just because nobody went with giraffe.
It is indeed a chicken. Mm-hmm. And they can recognize up to 100 faces.
Right before they get their head chopped.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, hey, Carl.
Hey.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Carl. What's in your hand? What are you doing? I thought we were friends.
Why do you have a knife?
They can recognize when they're about to be dipped in whiskey, too.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, why do you got that knife?
Hey.
Oh,
why are you driving me to KFC? What's happening? I don't get it.
What we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
A 5-year-old in Dublin already has a favorite pub to celebrate his birthday. Fascinating.
Yeah, we found that out last night. Seton?
Will Ferrell doesn't like children.
Oh, wow.
That's disappointing.
Paulie?
Will's a hell of a sport. Good week.
Yeah. Hey, that's Buddy. Yeah, tough
get
crack,
here, kid.
Marvin?
Will Ferrell has a thick wallet.
Yes, he does. What did I learn, Todd?
Pat Connaughton, who has an impressive plaid wad, once helped block a LeBron James shot.
Will, what did you learn the last 2 days on this program?
What I learned today,
okay,
though, was Pat Connaughton is a kindred soul. He wears a wallet in a front pocket.
Thick wallet.
Just
front
like
pocketer.
Yeah.
Front pocketer.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
What a great time.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me. This is so much fun.
You're a true rock star celebrity. I know your dad's birthday is on Saturday, so you're flying back home for that.
Right.
If you're watching on Peacock, the next segment, Will gets hit in the face with a pie. That's our nice way of saying thank you. That's your parting gift, a nice pie to the face.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
We're going to be back tomorrow with Joe Montana, and we hope you'll join us as well. One more item as we close out this award-winning Thursday show. And this is the final moment. Will Ferrell, last night he enjoyed the spirits with Keeper's Heart. Well, we all did. And
For sure.
Yeah, we did. Thank you, Marvin. Yeah, you did, too.
Yeah, I got after it.
I know. I looked every time I turn around and go, Marvin, is that another one? You'd go, yeah, why are you counting? And I didn't mean to. I wasn't counting how many drinks you'd had. Keeper's Heart. Oh, Brian Nation is a rock star over here. We go into this whiskey place around the corner. I thought the guy who was serving up drinks was going to cry when he saw, not Will. He wasn't starstruck by Will. He was like, oh my God, it's fecking Brian Nation. I go, can you say that? He goes, what, Brian Nation? No, I said, yeah, never mind. Yeah, Brian Nation, he's the master distiller. He's the genius behind Keeper's Heart. Ask about the 10-year single malt. It's awesome. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Get $10 off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Promo code DAN2023.
Hey,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.